Good. You're on time. I demand punctuality. Follow me to the training room. Stand there. Let me look at you. Good, good. Just like your photo. Stop. I thought I was quite precise in my requirements. You do not speak unless I say so. Remain quiet and stand still until I tell you to do otherwise. I have received your signed non-disclosure agreement and your completed contract for my volunteer position. However, this meeting is to assess whether I find you suitable for my needs before we go any further. Let us be clear right from the start. It is my needs that are important here. Let's begin. And since you seem to have trouble reading what I want, let me remind you. You will do everything when and how I say so. No questions, delay, or refusal. Is that clear? If so, you should respond with yes, miss. Better. That is how I expect you to respond to all my questions. Let's continue. Remove your clothes for me. What are you doing? Did I say you could keep your underwear? I told you to remove your clothes, and I meant all your clothes. Remove them now. Good. That's better. Now, let's take a look at my property. Yes, that's right. My property. You are mine now. You will not look at another woman, think about another woman, and to be even more specific, your cock, your balls, they belong to me now. Only I say when and how they are used. I allow you to look after them for me, and that is all you are allowed to do. You do not ever play with them on your own. Is that understood? Yes, what? It seems I have quite a bit of training to do with you, although I do see some potential. Nice and hard for me already. That's a good start. But do not waste my time. I expect full obedience from my slave, and that's what you agreed to in our communications and the contract you signed. I can easily find a replacement if you don't want to be here. Good. Let's not have any more misunderstandings. You do not need to think. You are mine. Your cock and balls are mine. All you need to do is listen and obey. Do you think you can do that from now on? Very well. We will see if you are worth training or not. Get down on your knees. Spread your legs. Wide. I want to see my property. Arms behind your back and stay in this position until I say otherwise. No speaking until spoken to. This is your readiness position. This is how I expect to find you in future sessions, ready and waiting for me as soon as you arrive. I may be busy, I may ignore you, but I expect you to stay here like this until I am ready. Understood? Excellent. We seem to be getting some... Are you looking at my tits? Did I give you permission to look at my body? Eyes down. Look at your cock, my cock, and remember that, slave. Remember your position. Were you thinking about the photo I sent you? And my lacy white underwear and stockings? Were you trying to look past my dress? Imagining my naked body? Looking at how my cock just perked up, I think you were. So hard and erect. Is it throbbing and wanting for me? And did you really expect me to let you touch me at our first meeting? Oh, no, no, no. You must prove your obedience to me. You must show how willing you are to please me. Remember, my needs come first, my pleasure comes first, and your pleasure comes in pleasing me. So prove to me you can do as I command. This will be your first lesson. Take one hand, slowly, oh so slowly, run the palm up your leg towards your balls. That's it. Now slowly run it over your balls, Are they full and aching for me? Squeeze them, slowly, yes, like that. Run your hand over them, feeling them, your fingers caressing them, feeling the shape of them, squeezing them. Keep doing that, nothing more for a moment. Let me enjoy you touching yourself. Grab them in your palm, squeeze, and keep holding them like that. Do you remember who they belong to? Let me help you this one time. The answer I'm waiting for is, they belong to you, miss, for your pleasure, not my own. Say it now. Good, good. Do they feel nice? Do you feel grateful I'm allowing you to touch my property? Now, very slowly, move your hand up and take hold of that nice, hard cock. That's it. A good, firm grip. Can you feel it? Is it pulsing and throbbing for me? And who does that cock belong to? Whose pleasure is it for? Good. That's a very good slave. Perhaps you are suitable after all. Now, let go, and with your palm, slowly rub the underside of your cock, from your balls all the way to the head, and down again. Slowly, slowly. A few more times for mistress. Good. And now, rub the top of your cock, from the base all the way to the head. Push down as you stroke it softly, and slide your hand away once you reach the top. Let me see it spring back up, eager and ready for me. Oh, that did spring up fast. It is so hard and ready. Do that a few more times. I like seeing it spring back up so quickly, all excited for mistress. Excellent. A good, obedient slave is always a delight. Bring your hand back and take a good grip of your cock at its base. Hold it. And now, slowly, oh so very slowly, stroke up and down, up and down. I like watching you do that for me. And with your other hand, feel those balls. Gently squeeze them with your fingers as you stroke that cock, up and down. Good, good. Not too fast. I want you to last until I give you permission to come. I will be very disappointed if you come early. Hands off right now, behind your back. Oh, look at my precious little cock. I can see it twitching, wanting more, wanting mistress to allow it to explode. Do you want to come for mistress? Do you think you deserve it? Ask me. Say, please, miss, please may I come for you? Well, I suppose for your first lesson, you've not been too disappointing. So maybe I will let you come. Yes, I think it would please me to see you down on your knees, coming hard for me. Take a good grip of your cock. Jerk it. Show me how much you want to come for me. You can go fast now. I want to see you pump that cock hard. And don't forget those lovely balls. Massage them with the fingertips of your other hand. They want to release their hot load, don't they? Maybe you're even imagining what it would be like to pump that cock in my wet, hot pussy? Do your balls ache with desire for that? Is your cock throbbing at that thought of finally seeing me naked? My large round breasts, my lovely ass, and my tight, ready pussy. Oh, yes, I think I can imagine it. I bet you can too. So show me. Prove how much you would please me. Stroke that cock in fast, long strokes. But don't come just yet. When the day arrives, I allow you to please my pussy. I need to know it's going to be something worth building up to. I'll count to 10 slowly. Let's see if you can last that long.
I certainly hope so. But I won't make it easy for you.
10. Will I make you slide that hard cock between my tits?
9. Will I let you come over my soft round tits and rub your hot load all over my stiff pink nipples?
8.
Or maybe I'll want to take you in my mouth.
7.
Taste your cum as it shoots down my throat.
6.
Oh, but then there's my warm pink pussy.
5.
I do so love a hard, thick, long cock in my pussy.
4.
That's why I own your cock, so I can enjoy it deep within me whenever I want it.
3.
Will I want it slow, thrusting deep into me?
2.
Or will I be in a mood for hard and fast, pumping into me hard as you're jerking it now?
1.
Are you nearly there? Have I taken you to the edge? Can you hold on any longer? Will you please me or disappoint me?
0. Come, slave. Come for your mistress. Let me see that cock. Pump your load. Your balls empty at my command.
Good slave. Good. That was satisfying to watch.
My cock. My balls. Oh, what pleasure I have planned for them to give me.
Clean up and get dressed. That's enough for your first lesson. Come back tomorrow at the same time.
Oh, but first, show me your tongue.
Good. You owe me, slave. Tomorrow we'll continue your training, and I'll put that tongue to good use to settle the debt. Get some rest. You'll need it.